guys, it's Tiana. I hope you are starting or ending your day with good vibes only. Can you believe that after more than 80 episodes that have been recorded, that's a whole lot of yapping, and after almost like 3 to 4 years, I'm finally recording my very first solo episode. Your girl is very much yoloing and soloing this one, so it's really off the cuff, but I hope you enjoy it. Now, I think you can tell by the title, but I do have some news. Your girl's moving to London. If you guys know me, you know that one of my best and worst personality traits is my British accent. So it's been a long time coming, and I thought it would be good to record an episode not only as a time capsule for me, so like when I reflect on this whole experience, I'm like, okay, this was the thoughts that I had at that particular moment in time, but I also wanted to record it to share with everyone that's been following the Unapologetically Asian journey what the update is, what's going to happen, which I want to really reassure everyone that listens and supports the show. Rest assured that Unapologetically Asian is still going to be alive and well. It will look a little bit different for a little while, but we are still going to continue it because I'm still very much passionate about it. I wanted to make sure that we started off on the right foot and everyone's got that in mind. Okay, so the first question that might be on everyone's lips is why? Why, Tiana? Why the bloody hell do you want to leave Australia and opt for rainy and dreary London? It's very overpriced. Like, why would you do this? Why would you uproot your life? Like, make it make sense, you know? And you know what? To those people, I say, fair enough. That is one way of looking at it. But that's not the way I'm looking at it. I have always wanted to work and experience living overseas. Like, I've always wanted to do it. I've always wanted to have a global, international adventure. And I think one of my, well, it's not really a regret because I try not to regret things in life, but something that I wish I did in uni was study abroad. What I did instead though was I had the opportunity to intern at KFC Asia in Singapore, which was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. I have so many lifelong memories and friends from this experience, and I absolutely loved it because I think it really helped me appreciate a global brand from a different cultural lens, and it really helped open my mind up to how, you know, adaptable you have to be in these environments. So I absolutely loved it, and I loved immersing myself in a new culture. So I really want to be able to have this same feeling and experience again and do it in another arena, another environment, another culture, and also for a longer amount of time. So hopefully I can really immerse myself, and by the end of it, be like a local British person in it. Oh my God, sorry. Okay. Now, I also, another reason why I really want to move to London and have this experience is because, and I want to preface this next point by saying that I am extremely grateful for my life. Like, I think I have an amazing family, amazing friends. I love my people so much. But I think in saying that, if I'm going to be completely honest, I have this lingering feeling that I've had that has probably, like, the seeds of this feeling has probably been sown during the pandemic years. When I was turning 24, 25, I was in lockdown because I'm based in Melbourne. And so during this time, I started to feel stagnant, of course, because, you know, you're in lockdown, you can't really do much. But I think I also felt stagnant, or I felt a bit of FOMO, because in these years, in these formative years of your 20s, where, you know, pop culture such as movies and TV shows and podcasts and music, they feed you this idea that you're meant to be really finding yourself in your 20s, right? These are the years where you travel, see the world, experience life, all until you settle down. Like, there's this huge narrative, I think, that we've been fed about what happens in your 20s. And if you kind of picture it, it's like a timeline where, you know, in your early to mid-20s, this is the opportunity where you go out, travel, party, do all of those things. And then towards your mid to late 20s, that's when you're settling down and you're really forming your roots and finding and figuring out who you are as a person. So I think because we're fed that, there was this idea that started kind of in my head that was like a little bit FOMO during this time, because I was like, oh, damn it. Like, you know, I'm turning 24, I'm turning 25, and I'm stuck in lockdown. Like, there's not much you can really do, right? And so that feeling of feeling stagnant and feeling stuck was something that stuck, sorry, pun intended, with me. And it's something that's always lingered. And that feeling has really pushed me, because I really want to shake shit up. You know, I want to grab life and just shake it and really push myself out of my comfort zone and really grow and challenge myself and be the best version of myself that I can be. And so that's another reason why I want to make this grand move, because it's a huge thing to uproot your life and move to the other side of the globe. Like, it's huge. To put things into perspective, I actually lived out of home for, I want to say, more than a year. I think it was almost 2 years. And I was living by myself. However, in saying that, I was quite lucky and privileged, because I had the security blanket of my family and friends being close by. You know, I could drop by my family's place for dinner, or I could drive and hang out with friends. You know what I mean? Like, everything was kind of in reach. There was something there to catch me if I was feeling a certain way. And so whilst it wasn't a good experience to be able to live outside of home, I think that truly putting myself in a position where I don't really have that security blanket because I'm on the other side of the globe, I can't physically do that, I think that's also going to really challenge me mentally as well, which is something that really hoping happens. Because I think, you know, there's that saying where if you don't feel anxious or if you don't feel nervous before something, it means that you're not really changing enough about yourself and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone enough to grow. And so I really want to be able to grow and feel that. And I think also, just to round things out, this is like the only time in my life where I feel like I can be a bit selfish. And when I say selfish, I don't mean it in a negative way. When I say selfish, I mean I don't have a partner or significant other or kids that I need to consider with my decisions. Like, this is a decision that I'm making for myself and myself only. And so I think I'll never be able to get that opportunity again, because hopefully when I do have a family, you know, I'm going to be in a different stage of my life and I will definitely be considerate and think of them. But this is the only time where I can do it. So why not? Why not now? So in a nutshell, those are the main reasons why I want to move overseas. And, you know, another reason why is because, like, obviously I'm a fan of, like, The Peaky Falcon Blinders and The Gentleman. I don't know if anyone's been watching that, but that's pretty good. But oh my god, the ending was not amazing in my opinion. I will stop. I want to pivot the conversation a bit to how I'm feeling at the moment, because with any move, I think whether it's like a big life decision or whether it's a small decision, there's always feelings involved, right? And so I'm feeling a lot of different emotions right now that I really wanted to reflect on. The first thing that I'm feeling is I am feeling a bit guilty and I'm feeling a bit selfish about this. And I wanted to be really honest with myself and you guys about that. So the reason why I feel guilty and selfish is because, to put things into perspective, I am the eldest daughter of a Vietnamese immigrant family. And what that means is that I've always made decisions with other people in mind, and I've always put other people's feelings and thoughts before mine. And when I say that, I don't mean to say it in a way where I'm blaming anyone. Like, this is just a product, I guess, of the environment or my circumstances. It has nothing, like, it's no one's fault, you know? But because I'm the eldest child, I've always had this weight of responsibility and this weight of feel piety towards my parents and my family. Like, I feel like I have to be the glue that keeps everyone happy and together. And I have grown up being incredibly hyper aware of other people's emotions. So I've always thought, oh my gosh, like, I have to predict how someone might react to a scenario or a situation or something that I say or something that someone else does. Like, I've always had to have that on, if that makes sense. And so I am feeling a little bit guilty and selfish for making the decision of, oh, yep, hey guys, I just want to uproot my life and move to the other side of the globe. To be real, like, my mum and my dad are so incredibly supportive of me. Like, it's pretty funny because they've always wanted to push me to do something like this and to take every opportunity they can get. Like, they're very supportive in that sense. It's funny because, like, my dad's way of saying, like, I love you was to say, oh, like, you just have to come back. You just have to come back home and you just have to make sure you stick with Paula because Paula's one of my best friends that I'm going with. So it's not like anyone has said to me, like, oh my God, why are you going? But I think I can't help but have this feeling that sits in me mentally that's like, oh my gosh, like, you're abandoning your loved ones. Like, Tiana, how can you prioritize and say you love your loved ones if you're abandoning them and if you're leaving them? And so that's kind of like some of the feelings that I'm having at the moment. And back to that idea of decision making, because I've always had to make decisions with other people in mind and putting other people's needs before mine, this is truly the first time where I am going to be truly selfish and truly living for myself. Like, the decisions that I make, I have to be able to make them for myself and myself only. It's incredibly confronting saying that out loud, and it's also confronting thinking about that, if I'm going to be honest, because I'm not used to it. It's so foreign to me. It's so different to me. So that's definitely something that I'm feeling, and I'm not sure if anyone at home can relate to this idea, if whether you're the eldest child or not. I don't know. I think it's definitely something that I want to lean more into and something that I want to see if it helps with things like self-discovery, self-love, you know, self-validation, like all of these different things about being reflective, introspective, like, just hopefully this will help me just develop better as a person as well. So those are the feelings I'm sitting with. Another feeling I'm sitting with is just this idea of being nervous. Like, of course, like, I'm a bit nervous, a bit anxious about it because it is a big thing, you know, girls making moves, it's a big one. But as I said before, like, if you don't feel anxious, you're not putting yourself out of your comfort zone. And if you're not putting yourself out of your comfort zone, you're not gonna grow. And I'm someone who always wants to grow no matter what. I think something though is that the excitement hasn't settled in yet. And that's just because, holy shit, there's a lot of logistics of moving overseas. Who would have thought? But yeah, uprooting your whole life, even though everything's completely voluntary, like, just a bit of a snapshot of what's been happening behind the scenes is I was living in my own place. I moved out of that place and moved everything back to mum and dad's. And then I had to clean the place and put it up for rent and find tenants to put up for rent. And so that has been huge. Like, I actually, this was a huge week. So on the Friday, I had a birthday. On the Saturday, I had Ultra Music Festival. And then on the Sunday, I had to wake up and finish packing and moving things across. And then on Monday, I had an office day. So I was spent. I was so, so tired. I did not have a chance to just, like, breathe or, like, you know, it was just full on. But I'm really, really thankful to my beautiful family for supporting me and, like, helping me with that, because I couldn't have done it without them. But yeah, that's just a bit of a snapshot of logistics. And then on top of that, I've been trying to manage UA, finishing off work, trying to maintain a social life and catching up with people. Although I've been really crap at replying. Like, I usually take a few business days to reply, but you add 10% on each side for this one because, yeah, it's just been chaotic. Apologies to all my friends that are on the receiving end for that. And it's just been a huge journey. And then another logistics is just, like, moving itself. You know, there's a lot of things that to consider, such as accommodation, visas, what else is there? Banks, phone lines, like, all of these different things that you wouldn't really think of. Like, when you start making the list of things that you need to do before then, it's pretty crazy. So that has all been keeping me very occupied, which means I have not yet just sat with the excitement yet. But what I am excited for, though, is I'm very, very excited to explore and immerse myself in a brand new culture and new environment. I'm very excited to kind of have this idea of new country, new me kind of thing. And of course, I'm excited to travel. Like, there's so many countries that I really cannot wait to walk down the streets of, like Prague, Amsterdam, Italy, Greece, Paris, all these cities. Like, I can't wait. And I just can't wait to eat my way through Europe. Like, that would be amazing. So what's going to happen to Unapologetically Asian? I am still very passionate about Unapologetically Asian, and I definitely want to continue the podcast. I want to continue the brand. I still want to continue growing it. It's my baby, and I'm passionate about the mission and what we do. However, of course, it's going to have to look a little different. We will be pulling back on weekly content, and it's just logistically going to be really hard to be able to pump out weekly episodes, especially when I'm on the other side of the globe, and also especially since the team as well. There's a few changes in the team. So, drum roll. So, one of the team announcers is we said goodbye to our beloved Anthony Chi. He is our partnerships exec. Now, I wish Anthony could be on this to chat to you guys, but he's actually in China at the moment. So I'm announcing this news here, but Anthony has been with us, I think, since 2021. He's really helped build Unapologetically Asian to where it is at today. And he's been such an integral member of the team and family. He's so passionate about the Asian Australian experience, and we're definitely going to miss having him in the team. He is just such a super busy bee that he's got so many commitments that he can't fully prioritize Unapologetically Asian, so he's decided to finish up with us, and that's so fair. We really support him on his future endeavors, and he'll still be part of the Unapologetically Asian multiverse for sure. So thank you so much, Anthony. I really appreciate everything you've done with us. And another team announcement is Robin. So Robin's not leaving the team, but he is taking a bit of a year to do a bit of soul searching himself. He is volunteering and backpacking his way through Africa. I think he's flying off today. So that's why Robin couldn't be on this recording as well. But shout out to Robin. He's been amazing. Like, he's our logistics lord, events exec, just all rounder. Like, he's amazing and awesome. And really, really support him on this journey. So he'll be doing that. And then also, I think the rest of the year, he'll be in China because his sister's getting married. Congratulations. And also his family owns a business in China as well, so he'll be helping out there. But again, Robin's been a huge asset to the team. Really going to miss him. But hopefully we'll be able to do an episode with him and Ant and just bring him back and just have some catch-ups with the team. So yeah, so a couple of team changes there. But don't worry, we still have Selena, Nicole and Joy and myself. And of course, Robin is still here, but he's similar to myself where we'll be in a global... We'll be overseas. We'll be living our international dreams. It's the time to do it. So in saying that, where I want to take UA is I do want to document this experience, and I do want to do like a bit of a spin-off series called UA Goes Global. And this will be episodes where we catch up and we chat about our experiences living and moving overseas, catching up with our Melbourne fam, catching up with, you know, Robin in Africa or China, myself in London, and just really documenting what that experience is like. And if you have any ideas of what you want to hear from us, like, please slide into our DMs and let us know, because we're all ears. Also, I've had the awesome opportunity and privilege of meeting some amazing British Asian podcasts and making some friends through this podcast space. So I'm hoping to have some British Asian guests and podcast collabs on as well. So I'll be bringing a microphone over to London for sure and recording some content. So let us know what you want to hear. I am very excited. This is not the end of Unapologetically Asian. There's still going to be content, and there's still going to be a home and a space for you to feel seen and heard, and for you to also be entertained. So I hope that you stick around and still support us. It's something that we're very, very grateful for. It is such a different experience having a solo episode. I've been yapping for like 20 something minutes, but I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you like what you listen to, please follow or subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. leave us a 5-star rating and review. It really does help us out. You can also find us on social media. We are at unapologeticallyazn on Instagram, and you can find us on TikTok at unapologeticallyasian and on YouTube at unapologeticallyasianpodcast. Subscribe to us there. There'll be some video content. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or night. Sending love and good vibes. Bye-bye.